Yeah, as can happen when you're lucky with your metaphors, they can become these sort of all-absorbing concepts where you've invented something to stand for something else because you don't want to go at it directly, and it turns out that it can collect other meanings. And the Gray Fog certainly did that. I mean, in a way, it combines the event of 9/11 with the denial of the event in a single shape.
And that also leads on to the commemoration of the
Right.
event. How do you commemorate, come to terms with that event?
Yes, well, I mean, this is very specific to the life of New York City, and not all your listeners may know this, but one of the strangest and most bitterly ironic things about the decade, almost decade now, since September 11th, 2001, is that the first feeling was this adamant wish to build on that site and make something glorious and, you know, make something better than the World Trade Center, which was always a building people were ambivalent about. And yet it remains this enigmatic, unresolved pit in the ground. I mean, almost 10 years later, it's as though there's some psychic wound that can't be answered, and so we can't solve the logistical problem of building something new in that spot. That's a metaphor so good that if I'd made it up, I almost would have been embarrassed by it. But it's true that there's still just this giant, you know, essentially open grave there.